Talk Radio.
I'm so proud, I'm so proud. You and me, girl, go a long way back. Yeah, we go a long way back. I remember when loving you wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, baby. But I stuck on in there with you, and we made it. Sugar, we made it. Through it all.
say thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome. As the Big Bag Tournament winds down to the quarterfinals, we have some really good stuff for you tonight. My name is Michael Lewis, singer DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it is good to have you in the house. Big Bag Tournament, sponsored by Soul Tree Radio and the Raw, Raylan Bacove, and everybody at Soul Tree and the Raw and Talk Radio. Proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how right now at www.BASNNewsroomAllOnePhrase.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network. Shout out to my partner, DJ Great. We'll be gracing the turntables tomorrow night in great matchup, Billy Paul and D'Angelo. Some good stuff. But you know, we've been going a long way back, over a year plus, when we first started this thing with groups because COVID stopped the NCAA from their basketball tournament and making a lot of money. We decided to use groups in the four regions and came up with something really nice. We decided to parlay that into a singles competition late last year. The ladies went first and served up some good stuff. Sade, Aretha, Tina Marie, and Chaka Khan made the final four, and now it is the men's turn. As we come into the quarterfinals, got a nice Chicago-style matchup for you today. Iceman, Jerry Butler, and the man who put the mighty in the mighty, mighty Dells, Marvin Jr. Jerry Butler was born in Sunflower, Mississippi, September 8, 1939. They came up to Chicago during part of that big migration. He met Curtis Mayfield. Growing up later on, they, of course, formed the Impressions with Sam Gooden, Fred Cash, and a couple other folks, and cut their first song, Yo, Precious Love, in 1960. What I did not know as I was digging up good shit on the brother was that he co-wrote I've Been Loving You Too Long with Otis Redding. How about that? As he was carrying on, he eventually separated from the group. I should say Sam Gooden, Fred Cash, and Curtis Mayfield, and started to do his own thing. He was signed by VJ Records, remember, a black-owned label based out of Chicago, where he had some nice records himself. But he got his nickname, the Iceman, from Philadelphia DJ Georgie Woods, known as the guy with the goods. Gave that to him in the late 60s while he was performing in the Uptown Theater. Become a rather prolific writer himself. In addition to I've Been Loving You Too Long, he wrote stuff like Only the Strong Survive, Moon River, Ain't Understanding Mellow, which was a fantastic ballad with Brenda Lee Eager, Let It Be Me. Well, he didn't write Let It Be Me, excuse me. But Never Gonna Give You Up. Lots of good stuff. Now, what I really liked about Jerry Butler was his singing style. He was always on beat, although sometimes when he phrased, it seemed like he was behind the music, but he was always on it. He left music briefly to go into politics. He was serving as a board commissioner in Cook County back in Chicago. And sometimes he was actually doing both jobs. But he carried on. He used to come on TV late at night, you know, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning when those PBS TV came on with the specials about the doo-wop series and stuff like that. I remember seeing him at least once. And he was very good at promoting that sort of thing. Anyway, he's still here. He, along with the rest of the original Impressions, were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. Although I think some of y'all who heard me before, you'll know how I really feel about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Having said that, though, my brother's going up against Marvin Jr. of the Dells, and belabor anymore. Let's get down to it. Don't forget to vote. We're voting for the Iceman. You can say Jerry or Ice. Put it on our Soul Tree page. on Facebook, or you can send it to our email address, SoulTreeInTheRaw, all one phrase, SoulTreeInTheRaw, @outlook.com. You show among the Code Caravan, you hit Gary at glcgray@gmail.com, or hit his page up, E. Gray Lippa Cove, on Facebook. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Dennis and Sears, the Iceman coming.
to see we're after. My huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Didn't try to hide your love.
Oh,
this other guy. Hey, no need to explain. A woman in love, try to make it easier for me. Wherever, wherever you go, I want you to know to have a call on me.
Darling, is this goodbye? Oh, breaking up is so very hard to do.
Send a telegram, man, to my baby. So I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, boy,
boy, boy.
Oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what you said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold. she made me feel like a clown. There are a whole lot of girls looking for a good man like you. Oh, but you'll never meet him if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, oh, little strong survive. Oh, little strong survive. Hey, you gotta be a man. You gotta take a stand. So I'm telling you right now.
What would life be?
a singer equally comfortable in a duet posture as a lead singer or a solo performer. Jay Butler truly is the Iceman, staying in place with the rhythm, delivering beautiful melodies, and writing amazing songs. As I'm waiting for my man G to get in here, I did not realize that he co-wrote I've Been Loving You Too Long with Otis Redding. So the world of soul always seems to run parallel, and how acts intertwine and how songs intertwine. It's amazing because we don't see it sometimes right in front of us until we get a full menu of everything. Earlier in that set, you heard Jay Butler sing, and for some of the youngins, you may remember that Isaac Hayes did that song, but it's not the original. But Ike, his style being what it is, he embraced that and turned it into a marathon piece of work like he's done in expanding the whole 3-minute concept of regular airplay to augment his impressions of what he was feeling. My man DJ Greer is with me. What's up, G?
What's up, man?
Well, you just had a good sampling of the Iceman, brother. What you think?
Well, I always love the Iceman. I mean, he is full of emotion and deep love, really.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I always found him more of a crooner. So when he did something even mid-tempo, it felt strange to me at first. But the period where he was doing stuff like Western Union Man and Never Gonna Give You Up, it was like, boom, okay, now I get it. You know, I wasn't into him early on from Your Precious Love years when he first started out with the impressions, but by the time he had hit that point, I was like, all right, I got it. And sometimes the artist grabs you like that. You know, it takes a while for them to register inside your brain.
You know, the Impressions are an awesome group. They think of who was in that group?
Oh, yeah.
That's just awesome. There's three guys in that group like that.
Well, it's funny you say that because lots of times with rock and roll groups, they'll talk about groups that they're saying, well, they were so amazing, blah, 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 but they didn't do much while they were all together, but separately. Like they always mention a group like Buffalo Springfield like that. Here's all these talented guys, and yeah, they did something, but it wasn't as much as, or wasn't as good as what happens when they all left and did their own things and stuff. I think the Impressions fall in that category. Even though Jerry Butler didn't stick around long, I mean, Curtis Mayfield set them in a whole other direction when he took over artistically. And we can't forget that Jerry Butler recorded on VJ Records when he first started out. Songs like He Will Break Your Heart and all that. That was VJ. That was a black record company in Chicago, G. And they were doing Motown, but they were kind of doing like a little M version of Motown.
And without VJ Records, they never would have made it big either. And see, back then, the music industry was very segregated.
Mm-hmm. Very segregated.
And the company did not take any chances at all on anybody.
Yeah.
So as of the VJ Records.
Well, when they did the movie Cadillac Records, they filled in some gaps, but I thought it interesting that VJ was really covering the side of stuff that Motown didn't want to touch. And I noticed how Motown, segregated isn't the right word, but Motown would differentiate by the different labels they had. Like the soul label they had, you had Gladys Knight and the Pips, Junior Walker and the All-Stars,
Jimmy
Ruffin. They were like, not B-list, because that's the wrong way to, but they were people who they didn't see as headliners. Tamla label, you know, that's Smokey, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, you know, the big hitters and stuff like that. Gordy was like the Temptations, and it made you wonder. But I don't know if it was for bookkeeping purposes or whatever, because, you know, a lot of acts later on were pissed off because they didn't get their money. But
I know the reason why he did that way.
Why?
People can recognize the color.
Mm-hmm.
The color was gold.
Mm-hmm.
Gordy was purple.
Right.
Motel was blue.
Right, so was the other one, the pink purplish.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. But Motown, yeah, I get
own,
that.
Their own niche, their own niche.
Mm-hmm. Everybody had their own niche, but I have a feeling it was more like creative accounting that led to those labels like that. Of course, across the water, it was Tamla Motown, and whatever deal they had distributing their stuff on the other side of the pond.
Right.
It's different. But what I like here about Jerry Butler is that he wrote a lot of original stuff. And you know, original really does go a long way.
I like Jerry because he knew where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a love song. It was like, you can sing any Jerry Butler song to your lady, and they like it.
That's true. That is so true. Well, brother, we are going to now talk about the mighty, mighty Dells and their
mighty
powerful baritone singer, Marvin Jr. Now, they can say what they want, but The Five Heartbeats was an integral film. It introduced a lot of folks, or reminded everybody about the sexy soul groups like the Delphonics, Moments, and all that, kind of intertwined in the group The Five Heartbeats. And, of course, the Dells have been singing together over 50-odd years. Some of them, unfortunately, no longer here. Chuck Barksdale, who I got a chance to meet and talk to, and I interviewed him for a couple of pieces. He is gone, and Marvin Jr. passed away at the age of 77.
Wow.
But that baritone was amazing. I mean, the power behind it and how he played off Johnny Carter in his beautiful falsetto tenor. It made the Dells a most formidable act. We're going to get a little taste of Marvin in a couple, but what you got on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be songs that make you go,
okay.
And what I mean is songs like Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
Ah, okay.
Songs like 10cc and I'm Not In Love.
I like that. Okay.
And Brian McKnight and Going Back to One.
All right. Okay. So.
Okay.
Making you go home. I like that. And that's 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
All right. So the Grey Leopard Cove will chime in with a special music box, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Songs that make you go, I love it.
You like that?
I like that. Yes. So we're going to make y'all go and ooh and ah right now as we bring you, and don't forget to vote, by the way, now. Y'all can vote. Vote for Jerry Butler or Marvin Jr.
Michael, breaking news.
Yes.
Otis Redding is going to be my landslide.
Who?
Otis Redding.
Oh, yeah. Otis, my man.
Yeah, he blew
Okay, so Otis is crushing it right now. Well, this weekend is going to be amazing. In addition to Friday's selection of music on the music box, Sunday is going to be a very powerful day. Tell them what you got Sunday, G.
Billy Paul against D'Angelo.
All right. Now, I had a chance to interview Billy Paul the same time I was doing this piece with the Dells and Chuck Barksdale. And his wife, Blanche, was very gracious and gave me some interview action. And she said there really was a Mrs. Jones. She wouldn't go any further. No, seriously, there really was a Mrs. Jones. Yes, uh-huh. So he was talking the real thing. So all I can say is, yeah, that has even more weight now. And, of course, after G is off, we come on with our music, big, big competition piece, Al Green, Marvin Gaye. You have to say
right,
no more than
there
that.
You go.
That's right. So y'all keep it where it is. We are going to set up a promo situation where you guys can, if you really love this music, you can support us. We are looking to get other DJs on here. Our goal is to give you 24 hours of music, old school music. You know,
Michael,
old school, like
Michael,
old school.
We must be doing something right. You know why I'm telling you this?
Why?
This morning on KBLX, our soul station in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Did an hour day just like we did. I was like, I don't believe you guys know this.
Uh-huh, see?
So,
I know.
Whatever it is, or whatever's going on, somebody is telling them, hey, this is working.
That's right, it's working. Yes, we've gotten a lot of pings on this, but the bottom line in all of this is that we're not playing at it. We are about it. And we want to promote this and remind everybody the wonderful music, the artists, the culture, all of those things that stem from the fact that this music is ours. We share it with everybody gladly, but we want everybody to know that it's part of the framework of our culture and it allows us to keep our humanity in a world of chaos. And because of that, we look forward to doing more of these things. There's going to be some big events coming up. The Able Disabled Concert, as Gary would say, with a lot of great artists. I'm going to do a girl group thing and just have some fun. Kick back, listen to some music, support your brothers here, and don't forget to vote. You want Jerry? Say Jerry on my Facebook page or Gary's Facebook page. Email glcgray@gmail.com. Email Sultry and the Raw, all one phrase, @outlook.com. Any last words before I get to work, G?
No, just enjoy the weekend. We'll be all, don't forget, tomorrow, 1 o'clock, is Sultry and the Raw.
Yes, sir.
11 o'clock, our time.
Yes.
And 1 o'clock, there we go. So it'll be sports tomorrow. So you got to get sports
on
tomorrow all day.
Yes, sir. All right, everybody. Kick back, relax. The Mighty Mighty Dells are about to come to the stage, led by Marvin Jr. As always, you know the weather's getting warm and all that other good shit. More folks are getting shot in the ass and the arm and all the other stuff. But remember, wash your hands. Wash your ass. Especially the ass part when it gets hot. So wash your ass. Wear a mask, please. We ain't done yet. And watch your back. Ladies and gentlemen, the incredible, the incomparable, the Mighty, Mighty Dells.
Oh, what a night. remember a girl, a very special girl. For to the old and to the new, we rededicate this song to you.
See if I can have a friend try it once more. Knock on every door of the world this morning. See if I can be a friend.
Change me now. So I lay down to dream a while. And lately I've been so uninspired. Without the comfort of your smile. But I'm not complaining, 'cause that's how it goes. I'm always running in this life I propose. But you can't imagine.
Place of my tongue.
Darling,
love letters are written in many, many ways. But from start to finish,
of your lips,
see
into my heart,
see into
into my heart
and penetrated on my soul.
Your lips ask the question.
Forgive me, darling. Don't you say goodbye. Give me one more chance, Mandy. I wanna make love to you one more night.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
You make me oh so proud.
Stay, darling.
Stay in my corner.
To the world I'd cry.
How I love you,
honey, I love you, I really love you.
Stay,
darling. When I may fail and I need your love to sometimes comfort me.
I love you.
I love you.
My mind, my mind.
Marvin Jr., baritone co-lead of the Dells, in a beautiful set. And I made mention of this the last time they were on. The song you just heard, I Can Sing a Rainbow, Love is Blue, has a soul aria. The power and passion, the arrangement, I am positive, it were sung in another language. You heard Placido Domingo or Pavarotti. One of the great tenors sing that. We emote the same kind of passion. The arrangement, climax. As Marvin Jr. hits that note, steps on it for 15 seconds. Yes. And my colleague Reggie likes to say, comedy and tragedy, you can hear the swings of emotion. Well, right now you can hear the swings of people voting. So if you want to vote for Jerry Butler, the Iceman, hit that brother up on our Sultry Facebook page or Gary's Grayler Bicove page. You can also email Gary at glcgray@gmail.com. You can email us at Sultry on the Raw, all one phrase, at outlook.com. So Saturday, we'll be back to our editorial thing. Gary will be on tomorrow with more music, 7 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, big double doo-wop, D'Angelo. Yes, putting some brown sugar. Billy Paul trying to tap it. Mrs. Jones in a fantastic matchup. And then we close up Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, with Al Green and Marvin Gaye. Love and happiness. Make you want to do wrong. Make it do right. I ain't got to say no more. Just leave that alone. I got a quarter left. So I'm going to hit the jukebox and play three real quick. For all of us here at the tree, take care. Go safe. Stay safe. Be safe once you get from A to B and back to A. Okay. See, every time I try to come up with the snappy clothes, the gremlins come in. Get your ass going on that thing here. Oh, Lord. It'll get here eventually. We'll be gone in about 7 minutes if y'all don't do right here. Come on. Oh, and by the way, there'll be another great article coming out by Gary Norris Gray on our site, BASNNewsroom.com, about this fool Tim Tebow Sunday. Now, nobody wants to cooperate. Where y'all at? Get your behinds on in here. Speaking for themselves, closing out here. Where you guys at? While I'm messing with the gremlins, don't y'all forget to vote.